Well, it's time now for the Hiawatha Locker Room Chat here on Kansas Land Country as we enter into week number 7. And Hiawatha coming off a very good performance at Oskaloosa here this past Friday night. Coach Giroux joins us. And, man, had to feel, Coach, good to get a win on the road against Oskaloosa on Friday night.
It did. It felt well. Our kids had a better week of practice. And I felt like we were locked in. And we got a couple kids easing them back into injury, and we did a good job.
Yeah, out of the gate, I mean, defensively especially, it seemed like everybody firing on all cylinders. Opening play of the game, get an interception, then you go down and you score on the opening possession. And offensively, pretty efficient too. It's still some penalties, but, you know, the first 7 drives result in touchdowns, and like I said, pretty much able to do what you wanted to on offense in that game.
Yeah, and the cool part about it is if our kids just focus on what we're trying to teach them and the drills that we do, you know, since we've done all summer, it doesn't matter if they put 9 in the box, 8 in the box, 5 in the box, and we just do what we're coached to do to the best of our ability, good things will happen. And the push, where we were playing, we weren't standing straight up, we were firing out, like you said. Our kids just did, they really executed it, and their technique was a lot better than last week.
You know, you went up against Oskaloosa. I mean, they had some players on that team, especially on offense. Their quarterback, decent arm. He actually had some very, very pretty passes, a couple of receivers that were able to haul in a couple of big plays, too, during that game. But overall, it felt like the defense was able to hold those receivers in check. And really, for the third time this year, facing kind of a spread offense, they seemed to handle it quite well.
They did. And Oskaloosa is a lot better than they were last year. I talked to their coach actually yesterday for about 45 minutes, and they got some. They were much improved. It was nice to see. Our kids, though, like you said, another spread offense, and next year we're going to see a lot more of them, and it's going to help us out for the future.
All right, so big win against Oskaloosa. Obviously, the offense, just point out a couple of players there. You had Ethan Morton with 3 touchdown runs. Michael Jensen had a touchdown reception. And how about your quarterback? Carson Henry, we talk about him a lot, it seems like. But, again, showing up, touchdown pass, 3 touchdown rushing. You had another stellar night on Friday.
Yeah, they did well. They embraced their role and did a good job. And those 3 seniors, and they, you know, we coach them hard. And that's they embraced it. I'm really proud of Leighton Moore who stepped in to play DB and also had a great job kicking. But us giving opportunities to other kids, you know, like, look, this is the game plan. We need these guys to step up because your buddy's banged up. You know, we're not trying to throw them back in and give them 80 reps, right? Gus and Aaron got about 30 to 40 reps, if that. And so someone like Leighton and Seth and Aaron Tyler, like they had to step up and they did a great job. Leighton had a big pick and his extra points were great. We're still working on the kickoffs, but just the fact that we could give a guy another opportunity and they succeeded was but yes, they did have a couple big catches, but I was just proud of them. I was just proud of the kids that said, oh wow, my name's being called, I'm going to step up.
Yeah, and had to be a fun bus trip home on a about an hour drive there south to Oskaloosa. Had to be a great time to share that with the team on the way back.
Yeah, it was nice and it was a nice weather.
Yeah,
lucky.
Yeah, for sure. All right, so week number 6 is a W for the Red Hawks. They get the big win at Oskaloosa. They're back into district play as this Oskaloosa game was a non-district, non-league game, obviously. So back at it. Big couple of games coming up to wrap up the season. We'll talk about week 7's matchup on the road at Holton coming up right after this. Hey, we're back here on KNZA 103.9 FM for the Hiawatha Locker Room Chat as Coach Wyatt Giroux joins us here for week number 7 in our Locker Room Chat. Says, Coach, big win at Oskaloosa, good prep after a couple of tough losses in a row. You are at Holton here this week to take on the Wildcats. Holton, you know, kind of struggling here a little bit this year compared to years past. In fact, Holton lost 2 in a row at Hayden, always a tough game, and losing that one 53-22, and actually losing to Jeff West then the week before that, kind of the surprise, not surprise I guess, but at the same time still a team that's lighting it up this year. Jeff West beat them as well a couple of weeks ago. You know, Holton is coming off a couple of losses. You're coming off a big win, huge district game on the road for both teams as they both enter into district play with a 1-1 record.
Yeah, it's man, you hit a lot. I think I've been saying it for a year now that the Big East ain't no joke, and hats off to Jeff West for them this year. And Holton ran into them at the wrong time, and they had a great game plan. They're doing a great job down there at Jeff West. And we everyone knows what Barta does. I mean, and he's a nice guy. I talk to him as much as I can and email back and forth. And yeah, he's lost a couple hard ones back to back to two really good teams, Jeff West and Hayden. That's going to be a great matchup next week. And so I don't think he's ever lost 3 games in a row.
Yeah.
So we got a lot. We got a lot to go. We got senior night. They lost on homecoming to Jeff West. So now it's senior night. You hate to lose both of those. And they got a great head coach that's been there a long time that I don't think's ever lost 3 games in a row. So it is a big game, but I think with our dozen seniors and our leadership, and I think the way we played them last year, to know that we can play with these guys, you know, if we just trust ourselves and do our 11th and leave it all out there, we can play with these guys. Again, we gotta have to play 4 quarters, but This is going to be a good game at Holton. I think it's going to be really good.
Yeah, feature game of the week on KNCA 103.9 as Hiawatha travels to Holton again for a Big East matchup. We mentioned, you know, Holton actually, again, coming into it, they did get the win at Perry. This is their last district game, so they're currently sitting here at 1-2. So big game for Holton, but Hiawatha at 0-2 with 2 district games remaining. And, you know, a win here would potentially get you at least in the door for the playoffs with another one left against Perry. But, yeah, a big game for Hiawatha. You talk about Holton not losing 3 in a row, but it's been a long time since Hiawatha has been able to find a win against the Wildcats. What do you think it would mean to these seniors to get that win on the road in Holton?
I think it'd be huge. It's funny you say that because all year, you know, when we play Sabeth or we play Royal Valley, we have it all down. You know, this is the last time we've won, and so we find everything to motivate our kids. And yes, it's these kids weren't even alive.
Yeah.
And so it would be huge. It would be great for our program. You know, last year we won 2 games. We played good 2 quarters against multiple teams. This year, if we could get that 3rd win, it'd be huge. But it's more, not just the win, it's the quality of the win, you know. We're not going to just go in there and win. Like, we're going to go in there and it's going to be a heavyweight fight, you know. And so we're going to have to go in there and play 4 quarters and beat a program. Like, everyone knows who Holton is. I have a great friend from college that texted me this week that still lives there. And he's like, yeah, I mean, we always beat Hiawatha. And so, but, I mean, he says that we're doing pretty good stuff here. But it would be huge. It would be good for us.
Yeah, it'd be a great statement for the Red Hawks, and obviously looking to do that as you head into the second to final week of the season before we get into week number 9. And, of course, who knows what will come, but obviously a win against Holton would go a long ways towards securing a spot for a playoff position there again in week number 9. Well, Coach, good luck on Friday night, and, yeah, hopefully we're talking next week about a win against the Wildcats.
That'd be awesome. Gosh dang, that would be awesome. I really appreciate it, Seth. And I think this is the second time we're game of the week. So
yeah.
I think Jeff West we were. So
yeah, and that
I
was
got it motivation. I said, hey, Jeff West, homecoming. I said, hey, right before we took the field, I said, I didn't tell you guys this, but we're the game of the week. What more motivation do you win?
Yeah.
I mean, do you want? So
yeah.
Hopefully we play a lot better than we did against Jeff West. So that would be huge. But I appreciate it. Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. Coach Wyatt Drew again, head coach for the Redhawks on our Hiawatha Locker Room Chats here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. The Hiawatha Locker Room Chats brought to you each week here on KNZA by Carl's Body Shop, by Hiawatha Implement, and by Citizen State Bank.